This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. I sent off an email to the folks at Plato.com seeing if how they felt about me publishing their putting up on Facebook their recipe. So as soon as they get back to me, I'll let you know. Let me just tell you, today is National White Wine Day, which seems appropriate since I already used it in my recipe. It's also National Coast Guard Day, Chocolate Chip Day, and National Night Out, which means that if you can find someone from the Coast Guard to take you out tonight, you can have white wine and cookies, chocolate chip cookies, which doesn't sound bad to me. I mean, you know, high sailor, new in town. All right, on this day in history, in 1790, the Revenue Cutter Service, which was the forerunner of the United States Coast Guard, was created, hence National Coast Guard Day. Coast Guard's pretty old. On 1821, the Saturday Evening Post was published for the first time as a weekly newspaper. Wow. And it lasted, Saturday Evening Post I don't think exists anymore, does it? I know it stopped for a while and then it started for a while, but I don't think it exists anymore. But it lasted for what? Not too, 150 years or something, more than that. Norman Rockwell's paintings, his pictures, there you go. In 1889, the Great Fire of Spokane, Washington destroyed 32 blocks of the city, prompting a mass rebuilding project. In 1892, Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her father 40 whacks. And when the job was good and done, she gave her, it turns out it wasn't her mother, it was her stepmother, 41, Fall River, Massachusetts. Did you know that limerick?
There was a movie that came out a while back that we watched about Lizzie Borden. It wasn't very good, but that's how I knew that.
Well, I just knew, I never saw the movie, I just knew that Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her mother, I guess gave her, it was her stepmother, 40 whacks, and when the job was good and done, she gave her father 41.
Pretty dark.
There you go. Very. In 1977, Jimmy Carter signed legislation creating the United States Department of Energy. In 1987, the FCC, which is our big brother, rescinds the Fairness Doctrine, which has required radio and television stations to present controversial issues fairly. So I guess we don't have to be fair anymore. It used to be you had to present both sides. I thought we still have to present both sides, don't you? Maybe we don't. If we do both sides, we don't have to do anyone fairly. I don't know. We'll have to ask. You know, all I have to do is be unfair, and I'll find out exactly what the doctrine actually means. And in 2007, NASA's Phoenix spacecraft was launched. So there you go. All right, let's go back to... Oh, there's an interesting story about, you know, the lions in Africa and the Yahoo from, I think, what was it, Indiana?
No, he's from Minnesota.
Was he from Minnesota? I was trying to save
my
you.
Utter disappointment. He actually
chagrin.
Lived in the town that he was from. It was called Bloomington, Minnesota.
Did you know him?
I
don't
know. No.
He's a dentist, or he was a dentist. Apparently, he had to close up his shop.
Yeah.
They're talking about indicting him. I mean, he paid like $50,000 or something to shoot this lion.
Yeah.
And supposedly, somebody else shot the brother lion, but apparently that was not true. The airlines are not going to ship wild game trophies anymore.
I think that's reasonable.
I do too.
I mean,
if it's in a box, how are you going to know?
Well, yeah. But it's like you can spend far less money and, you know, support conservation and shoot them with a big old Nikon. And then somebody else can shoot them later. And then everybody can have them hang on their living room walls in the form of beautiful pictures. Exactly.
I know. That was
that's
a really...
That's my thinking.
Well, I mean, I think shooting any animal for sport is tacky.
Yeah,
I mean,
terrible.
You know, if you really feel like you want to be man against nature, then, you know, then go with your bare hands or something, you know. I went to school in Texas, and people would go armadillo shooting. They would go out at night in jeeps and shoot armadillos. Which I thought was awful. I'm not a hunter. You could tell. I actually had a father-in-law who was, and he would take me. I went fishing, and I found, I thought, well, as long as I use bait, I won't catch anything. And I actually did once. It turns out if you don't have a hook, you're never going to catch anything. So that, I liked being outside, and I liked being wandering around in the brook and stuff. I just didn't like catching anything and smacking. I know, it's a little hypocritical, because I just talked about a recipe with salmon in it. But I know. And there was an article this week about plants feeling pain. So I guess we can't eat any more lettuce either. I don't know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
there's a situation there.
And they just said scientists sort of. My guess is that they send out different. Look, think of it this way. First of all, it's very anthropomorphic. You have no idea what electrochemical response actually means. You just can sort of document electrochemical response. And if you've ever picked a flower or trimmed a tree, you know that if you trip a dead branch, nothing happens. If you sort of are making a topiary, and so you take a live branch, that it will have sap. Or I have a cactus, and when it decides to drop one of its little spindly things, there's quite often some white goo on the floor, which is, it's not blood per se, but it's the plant version of it. So obviously that there's going to be a biochemical, electrochemical change when something is living or something is not. Now, does that mean that the response is painful? How do you know? How would you possibly measure pain in a plant? You can anthropomorphize. You can take human feelings and human biochemical responses and say, well, it equates to or seems similar to. But to say that the plant feels pain, there is no way on God's green earth, with all due respect, of knowing that one way or the other. It's a very anthropomorphic statement. It's like saying that birds are happy because they're singing. You have no idea what birds feel. First of all, they have a brain the size of a pea, literally. Or that was one of my the March of the Penguins, when the moderator was, said the mother is feeling unbearable grief. First of all, if it's not bearable, what does that mean? What would unbearable in this context mean? And what would grief mean in an animal that has a brain literally the size of a pea? There's just no way of knowing. And I'm not arguing that it's not true. I'm saying that you just don't know. And if you don't know, you have to say you don't know. You can't say, well, this is what it is. All right. Enough. Let's go back to smells as opposed to deciding that something is feeling pain or not. But there really was an article last week that said that scientists have determined that plants feel pain.
Funny.
Well, bad science.
Yeah.
But, okay, keep going.
Don says pizza. I love a good, like, small pizza parlor. Like a place that, they make pizza from scratch and they got the whole brick oven and they really get into the art of pizza making. That's
and there is
awesome.
Something about pizza that even you know, and in theory, it's not terrible for you. In theory. I suppose it depends. It's sort of one of the better fast foods, I guess. And we did an article a couple of weeks ago that said that eating out at a fancy restaurant isn't any better for you than junk food. That it's quite often has the same amount of calories, the same amount of fat, the same amount of salt, the same amount of basically stuff that's just really not very good for you. You're going to pay more for it, and it may taste better, but it's not any better for you in terms of your health issues. So we should all be eating at home.
Mm-hmm. You can make our own pizza.
Exactly. Have you ever done that? Well, I told you, I made one of my plated pizzas. Yeah.
Yep, you should last time. I myself have never done it.
Barbecuing, you really have a good... Do you any grilling on the barbecue? You're a manly man. You must do that kind of stuff, right?
Actually, no, I don't have a grill. No.
Well, we should get you like a hibachi or something, because it's very easy to do. It's a lot of fun. And you can grill the vegetables ahead of time and then put them on the pizza. Just have to make sure you have some cornmeal on the bottom so it doesn't burn. It doesn't stick is more to the point. I know, this is beginning to sound like a cooking show. 855-993-7569. Give me a call about something other than food. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. All right, we're talking about smells. And obviously, those are one of our five senses, and it's probably, in some ways, the most evocative. Although you could argue that the taste is, and touch is, and sight is, and hearing, but music certainly. But it's part of it's an old part of our brain, And so it's very fast. It's very emotional. It's called the dog brain. And so we talked about bad smells, which are probably very protective of if something's rotting, you probably don't want to eat it. And one of the ways of keeping you from eating it is keeping you away from it. So we're now talking about good smells. And some of you have gone, really, you've gone to town on this one, about how many things in your life smell good. All right, so let's talk about some other delicious and or evocative smells.
Marine says lavender.
Yeah.
Lavender's great.
Although I'm not, I like almost any of this scent. Lavender, too much lavender actually gives me a headache, although it's supposed to be very calming. Vanilla. I like the smell of vanilla. I like the smell of almond and dill. And, you know, almost any herb that if you take it and rub it between your fingers and the oils in it smells wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I don't like eating them, but of course, you eat lavender sometimes in ice cream and sometimes as a decoration on things. It's edible.
My girlfriend loves lavender lattes. She even went so far as to buy a flavored syrup so she can make her own lavender lattes.
There you go.
It's actually not bad.
Yeah, I just there's some flavors I like better than lavender. It's just, but I do have a lavender bunny or something, or I think a lavender teddy bear that you're supposed, when you have a headache, you're supposed to use it. I also gave one to somebody who had migraines. They said it helped. Supposedly vanilla helps that too. People when they're going to do MRIs, if you burn a vanilla candle, seem to be less anxious.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So Cindy says coffee.
Well, coffee is certainly our leading contender at this moment.
Mm-hmm. Jenny says vanilla extract.
There you go.
Sherry said anise fields.
Yes.
What is that?
Anise is like a licorice smelling. You can make it a liqueur. I had a great aunt who used to make anise cookies, which were sort of vaguely. It's an herb, A-N-I-S-E.
Yep, that's right. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Randy says In-N-Out Burger.
I actually, my niece is getting married this next weekend, and sure, the invitation included which kind of In-N-Out burger you wanted.
Thank you.
That was pretty unusual.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you could choose what kind.
I think the smell of like the old diner food, this kind of greasy, sometimes is quite nice.
Is something, yeah, again, the word evocative, it sort of brings you to a different place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the joke in Boston. There was Dunkin' Donuts, and I think there was something other, Donut King or something. And they were apparently either brothers or cousins, and they had a falling out. And so one presumably got the recipe, and the other got the grease. One was significantly better than the other.
How funny.
Yeah, it's a very old Boston joke. Keep going.
All right, Carol says, coffee in the morning, preferably made the old-fashioned way so the scent permeates in the house.
Yep.
I agree.
I wonder, do they make a coffee candle? They must.
I don't know that.
But they should, certainly, if they don't already.
Yeah, really. Although, you know, taking home a fresh bag of ground beans, you know, even my car will smell like coffee for a couple days.
For a long time, yeah.
Which is fine by me, you know. So that's interesting.
Well, it depends what the other options are.
Right. Actually, my car doesn't smell bad. But
okay,
the coffee smells
enough.
Nice. Ella says, freshly cut grass smells wonderful. I smelled the rain the other day. I never noticed that before, but I loved it. Nature is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And just before, we've been having some thunderstorms around here, and the ozone smell, which it's not really delicious. It's just so, it's a unique smell. It smells kind of coppery, which isn't very accurate. But the smell of the ozone just when you have an electrical storm.
Yeah, that's the best.
It always speaks of summer. Are there thunderstorms in the winter? I guess there are. I seem to associate them with summer.
Yeah, I think it's really rare to get like a snow, thunder, storm kind of situation.
Yeah, I guess.
But yeah, it's totally a summertime thing, just that you can smell the storm
rolling.
And heat
lightning.
Sheet
lightning. We had that, this thing in New Hampshire last night. Can you imagine? There's something so sad about that of a father and daughter going to the circus, the tent blowing down and killing them.
Oh, yeah, that was a shame.
Yeah, but we had the heat lightning, I think, that probably, I don't. Well, it was later than that. Of course, New Hampshire is farther north than I am. I don't know. I maybe it was just a front going through, but that was 60 mile an hour winds out of nowhere. But you know, 60 mile an hour winds are not hurricanes. I mean, I'm surprised that they're investigating the circus tent. Sorry, I digressed.
Anyway, Dana says, peeled cucumber, the oil left on my hands after squeezing a lemon, lavender, and then I have my freaky favorites like sawdust and new vinyl shower curtains.
Sawdust awesome. I agree with. Yeah, sawdust I agree with. Vinyl curtains, it's kind of like the new car smell except for your bathroom.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't think it's a really great smell, but it does say, ooh, brand new shower curtain as opposed to moldy old shower curtain. So, exactly. I think that's one of those associations. I'm not sure the smell itself, if you could bottle it. There was actually a lot of the state-of-the-art research on smells, believe it or not, was going on, I think continues to go on, at my alma mater at Rice. And the only reason I know is I was down there a couple of years ago, and they were taking me through the psychology lab, which didn't exist when I was down there. Psychology existed and labs existed. Come on, cut me some slack here. And they were doing, so they wanted to run me through it. So they tested my ability to smell things, and it turns out, as I've mentioned, I have a really good sense of smell, which is not much of an advantage, but it really impressed the daylights out of them. I just thought I'd mention that. Keep going.
Marissa says night blooming jasmine.
Yep.
I don't know what that smells like. Sounds
nice. It's very sweet. It's a very summery kind of smell. I'm trying to think what it smells like. A little bit like honeysuckle.
Okay, cool. David says fresh cut grass.
Yeah,
that is a good one. That's just a straight.
Yeah,
back got, to
so yeah, grass is now contending. You know, it's second only to coffee at this moment.
Yeah,
and it's probably just because it reminds us of summer.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Yeah, totally. Pat says two-stroke premix or race gas. I agree with that.
Just well, like, now, does that smell any different than regular gasoline?
Oh yeah, two-stroke motors smell pretty different. That always reminds me actually of winter because running older snowmobiles in the winter sometimes weird.
So what does it smell like? Can you think of anything else that it smells like?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of is what it is. One of those things, you know.
That's not helpful. But
I know
thank
that's
you.
Super not helpful.
Well, I was going to think it wasn't what it isn't, but you know maybe not. Tyler,
Touché.
Yeah, no. All right, go and take a deep breath. All right. I'm just giving you a hard time. It isn't what it should be. 855-993-7569. We'll come back with a little bit more smell and a little bit more you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Anna. What's on your mind?
Thank you. I listen to your program every day, and I love it.
Thank you.
Beautiful. I have 16-year-old daughter, and we have big dilemma. She started dating last year a boy who is 22 years old, and I call him a boy because he looks like 17 and thinks like 14, is dropout high school with some kind of, which I heard from my daughter, kind of mental problems before, but now she tried to find the right track, and my daughter tried to be the Mother Teresa for him. She's in high school, very good student. Actually, this semester she went down from 95, average 94, to 75. I spoke at school. I didn't know how to approach that, her dating. At school, they told me as long as she keeps good grades, and I do not catch them in the sexual act. Let it go, because more I try to push her away from him, the more she will try to go with him.
That's correct.
Okay, then I went with the advices. This summer I sent her out to Europe to see her father. He was there on vacation. She went there. After 10 days, the boy went after her, and they ran away for 3 weeks. It was total fiasco.
He went to Europe to find her?
After her, yes. Because she felt she did not have practically very good relationship with her father, if she got any. They are on very bad terms. But I tried to somehow tolerate as long as the school was okay. Last semester was not that great. I spoke at school. She went for special makeup classes. This marking period is again okay. But now we have the situation. She's in a modeling agency, and I signed her for another one. She's supposed to go for the the picture Saturday. She didn't go. They went out. In my eyes, they got drunk. She couldn't get up and was home. Drama. I cancel that deal. And now she's not home since Sunday. She called me after school. Hi, Mom. How is everything? What's up?
Where is she?
I assume she is at her boyfriend's house. I don't know. Maybe she sleep with her friend.
So she hasn't come home. She didn't come home since Sunday. Yeah. Is she going to school every day?
Yeah, she goes. She was half an hour late, I believe, Monday, then Tuesday, because of, I always drive her to school. She's in this, high advanced school, the public school, but, the type of driving.
Right, I got it. So so she hasn't been home since Sunday night, but she calls you every night to say, every day after school. She's at school, and she's calling you to tell you that she's okay.
Hi, how are you? Yesterday.
No, I know. She's playing stupid, but what's the question?
What should I do?
I don't think there's much you can do, Anna, unfortunately.
I heard that from everybody. I went to therapist. You cannot force her to go for therapy.
Yeah, look, Anna, look, I know this is, I know it's not much fun right now, but let's look at what we've got. We've got a kid who's responsible enough to stay in school. She's responsible enough to call you so you're not worried. She's just saying at this moment that she thinks she's a grown-up and she wants to run her own life and she wants to sleep with her boyfriend. I would say...
Sorry to interrupt. One more deal was before, a few months ago, she says, Mom, how about I stay Monday to Friday at his house, then I come Saturday and Sunday and spend time together and everything gonna be then. Okay, of course, I don't agree with this, but now looks like she got the upper hand because Sunday I told her, if you don't like my rules, you could go there.
But Anna, listen to what you're doing. I hear what you're saying and I know how frustrating it is, but if I know it feels really irritating to have a 16-year-old telling you how to run your life, but let's look at the opposite. Let's look at what the alternative is. If you say to her, no, you can't come here at all, that just means that she's more dependent on him, not less. And well, if we pretended for a moment that she was 18, which
that it's too early for him to take her. I told
Anna, listen for just a minute. This is not a great situation. Do I think it's a good situation? I don't. But I'm saying, what can you make things better? Can you make it worse? By saying to her, you know, this is not a hotel. You can't come and go as you want. There's a logic to it, but you're going to lose control over her. You're not going to see her at all. And she's going to be more dependent on him. You don't want her more dependent on him. What you want is there to be a huge contrast between the slum that he's living in and the nicer home that you're living in. Because, I hear that it's frustrating, but if she were in two more years, she'd be 18. All right? And in two more years, she could do any of this anyway.
That's what she said. She cannot wait till she's going to be 18 and she move out. Then I told
Anna, I'll tell you, I think the best deal you're going to be able to sort of negotiate with her, and you're not going to like it, so I'm just telling you that up front. I would say to her, you can come home if the 2 days that you're here with me, you spend with me, and that you're on some kind of birth control, because what you don't want this kid being is pregnant. And that you stay in school, because it's not much fun, but it's not the end of the world either. That she's, you know,
allowed
that,
her to be with 22 years old boy.
Anna, you've already told me he's an idiot. He's not. I mean, he's not like he's so seductive and he's going to get her into white slavery. He's an idiot. He's a high school dropout. She feels important around him. She feels that somehow she's going to save him. She feels he'll never leave her because he loves her so much. She's going to learn a lot, and she's probably going to get her heart broken. But what you want to do is make sure that when she gets her heart broken, she feels she can come home to you. And if you sort of make, if you get really, really strict at this moment, you're her lifeline at this moment. So I would say, yeah, you can come home on the weekends. This is your home. You're welcome here. But the two requirements are that you stay in school, that you bring your grades up. If you're telling me you're old enough to run your sex life, you're old enough to run your life, then you show me by making sure that you're in school, you bring your grades up, and you use birth control. And then I think what you do, sooner or later, she'll very likely come home, but she's not going to, you can't tie her up. Andrea, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Andrea. What's on your mind?
Okay, here's my question in a nutshell. What's the best and most effective way to handle a troublesome colleague?
Why is this column, what are they doing that's troublesome?
Well, I try to be very civil to her. We'll never be best friends, but that's no reason why we can't.
But you're not telling me what she does that makes you unhappy.
Okay, what she does. We will be fine for being civil, and then out of nowhere one day she will make a couple of snide comments directed at me.
And what do you say when she says, give me an example of a snide comment.
Okay, last week I walked into an office, and somebody said, oh, I hear that you're going on vacation to me. And I said, yes. And she said, oh, well, so-and-so is going on vacation at the same time, a friend of mine. And she said, the two of you are probably cohabiting together. And I just ignored her because I didn't know, you know what that meant.
I don't know. Oh, I would have just said to her, gee, that's kind of an odd thing to say. What do you mean? I mean, she probably thought she was being clever or witty.
Right.
But, I mean, rather than take offense, just be curious.
I have tried making comments like that before. In this case, I ignored her. And when I said to her before, well, what do you mean? You know, I don't think that's very funny.
Well, no. But Andrea, you're taking offense. And I would just say, well, that's kind of an odd thing to say. What did you mean?
Okay.
You're being furious. I'm saying be curious. Look, when you're angry, you've let that person off the hook. All they have to do is react to your anger.
Okay.
If you're curious, you ask a question of, gee, what does that mean? Then they have to do some work about it. Let them do the work.
So that's all I have to say then?
In general, my guess is that she doesn't think that she's being offensive.
Okay.
She feels that she has no way, that she has just an off, kind of. It sounds like she's not a very happy person. She doesn't have a whole lot of friends, and she doesn't have many social skills.
Mm-hmm.
So her version of humor isn't very funny. But instead of kind of responding to that, again, remembering, Andrea, that the whole deal with human behavior is all of us want attention.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can't get it for doing something positive, we'll get it for doing something negative. And it may be a very fine line in her mind that she doesn't know how to get attention. She's not very good at social interaction. She doesn't, you know, she's not very poised.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was her version of saying, gee, can you pay attention to me? Do you like me? And then when you ignore her, she just gets panicky. And if you just say to her, I mean, because one of two things is true. Either it's an innocent comment on her part, at which point you saying to her, gee, you know, what did you mean? And she'll have a perfectly legitimate answer, which might be interesting for both of you. Or she's being a snot, but even if she's being a snot, instead of you being angry with her, you're giving her a chance to explain herself, and she's going to have to do some more work. So any way you look at it, being curious rather than furious will work much better.
All right, I will try that.
All righty?
Thank you.
You're welcome. I guess that goes along with the cheerful and stupid T-shirt, but maybe not. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Denise, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, Dr. Joy. I just wanted to comment on the lady who just called about her 16-year-old daughter moving out.
Right.
I've been through the same thing, and she just first off needs to take a breath. It's
going to
be okay.
Well, Denise, that's really... Wait a minute. Let me just stop you for a minute, because I do want to hear everything you want to say. But that's just so comforting, because it's one thing for me to say that as a psychologist. It's another for... And really, as a mom as well. But for another, for you to say that is just a great gift to her, and I really appreciate you doing it. All right, so keep going.
Okay. Yeah, I hope she's still listening. My daughter, when she was 16, she went to a different school, so she met some different people. And not too long after that, her and my husband, who's her stepdad, started butting heads a lot.
Yeah.
And so she decided that she wanted to move out. And although I was against it, I didn't want her to do it. I knew what was coming because I had done the same thing when I was younger. Instead of everyone winding up hating one another and, and crushing the family, I said, well, you go ahead, see what it's like, have fun, do what you're going to do, because I know you're going to do it.
Yep.
She got on the pill. And so now we have a great relationship, where she lives. Sorry?
Go ahead, and I'll ask you questions at the end of it. Go ahead.
Okay. Where she lives is not the ideal place. It's like a single-wide trailer that's got a lot of issues that needs to be fixed up, so it's not a great living area. And the boy's parents that she moved in with, they've kind of changed their tune now that she's out of high school. When you getting a job? When are y'all moving out? And all of that. And that's kind of a dose of reality for her.
Yeah.
And, she knows the door's open at home. If she wants to come back, that's fine. That's cool. And she's sticking it out. She graduated. She did everything she said she would. And
well, great.
I'm proud of her, but, I wish she would come home.
Well, I hear, but do you tell her both of those things? I'm sure she knows that you'd like her to come home, but have you told her that you're really proud of her for doing exactly what she said she was going to do?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Good.
I want her to know it's open communication. If something goes wrong and you need to get out of there, let me know.
So she's what, like 18 or 19 now?
Yeah, she's 18 now.
Okay. All right, so let me just point out one thing about, and thank you again for calling, and I really wanted to get that really out of the box of saying I think it really is a gift to hear somebody say, look, take a breath, it works out okay, the alternatives don't work, you can't tie her up, you can't make her do this.
Right.
Some of us, I don't know what you did to leave home at 16. I went to college because it was accepted. I just raced through because I knew I didn't want to be at home anymore. I knew I wasn't going to be very happy there. And I just took kind of a middle class girl's way out, I guess, as much as anything else. But it was the same phenomenon. And my parents really didn't want me to go. They didn't want me to go away to school. They didn't want me to go out of state. They didn't want me to go where I wanted to go. But I pointed out I really wasn't asking anything of them. And I didn't sort of put the, because I wasn't particularly rebellious and I wasn't snotty, I didn't say, I'm not asking for anything, so you can't tell me what to do. Because I just said, I'm not really asking you for anything. Everything is paid for. But good for you. Let me just point out one thing to you, Denise, because you've been so generous and so honest and candid with me. If she comes home, you're going to be faced with exactly the same thing that her boyfriend's parents are faced with, which is a kid who... you're going to get a job, you're going to go to school. So it's not such a terrible thing for her to hear those same messages from somebody that she doesn't love, who isn't kinfolk, because she is going to have to decide what she's going to do. But I think you were a wise mom, and I think she was a responsible kid. And whether kids grow up earlier these days or not, I mean, we hear a lot about kids leaving home and emancipated minors. But, it sort of reminds me of the Amish custom of when kids graduate high school of the hell year of saying, go off and do whatever you want to do because you can't make a decision about a restrictive lifestyle, or I would argue any lifestyle, until you understand what the alternatives are, that you go and understand what the world has to offer you, and then you can make intelligent, informed decisions. And I think even though it was really difficult for you to do, and 16 is pretty young, that you did it. And it sounds like it worked out, if not perfectly, at least very well for both of you. So congrats.
Oh, thanks, ma'am.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am. All righty. Listen, but understand that where she is means somebody else gets to be the bad guy and you get to be the wonderful kind of super mom, because if she comes home, you're going to have the same issues with her that they've got with her.
Right. I understand that, but she's learned a lot, and her stepdad and her actually get along way better now
sure.
than they did.
Sure.
Yeah, so, it's all good.
Yeah, I think it is. It is. Good for you. Thanks for sharing, Denise. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Janet, you're on the air. What we're going to do, kiddo, is have just a little bit of time to say hi to each other, and then I'll put you on hold, and you're going to have as much time next hour as you need, okay?
Okay, thanks. I just wanted to get your perspective on how to deal with the conversation I'm wanting to have with my husband. He, out of the blue, kissed me last night while we were having sex and kind of just disrupted my thought processes and all this stuff. And I wanted to have a conversation with him about this and how he...
This is a delicious problem. I know it's sort of, all right, so let me get a little bit of background, but it's a wonderful problem to have, and we'll fix it, I promise. It doesn't seem real wonderful right now, but it really is, because what we need to do is just a little bit of adjustment here. But the fact that, listen, a lot of women are upset because they feel like their partner never makes eye contact, could just as well, it could be anybody. So the fact that he was wanting to do what a lot of people feel is an even more intimate act than sex, which is kissing, is, I think, a wonderful testimony to your relationship. We just have to figure out how to work a little bit better. How long have you guys been married?
25 years.
Great. How old are you?
I am 50.
And he's about the same?
Yes.
Okay. You guys have kids?
Yes. Two,
how many?
We have two, and they're both in college.
Okay.
Doing well.
Okay, and it sounds like it's a pretty good marriage?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Great. Well, it sounds like it. How often are you guys having sex?
About maybe once a week.
Okay.
Something like that.
How often would you like to have sex if we're up to you?
About once a week.
And what about him?
Yep, I think that's about it.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to put you on hold. You get to prepare a little speech, and you get to pretend I'm your husband and tell me exactly what you want to say. Don't worry about editing it, and then you and I will work on it together, all right? Put you on hold. You got about 6 minutes here, all right? Stay tuned, folks. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.